Well, Mickey, another championship season upon us, and I suppose this one is different, is because it's a new format, a new championship. You have the Super 8s as well as your provincial.
Yeah, well, that is down the line. The Super 8s is down the line. But again, I suppose there's nothing new about the Ulster Championship. It's a rare place to be where you can't take your eye off the ball there at all, because I've said it for years and I'll still continue to say it, that on any given day, anybody in our province believes they could beat anybody else. And that may not always happen, but it's always a possibility. And that's when you're playing teams who are supposedly not in the reckoning for titles. Then when you meet somebody who's actually a Division 1 team and beat Dublin and Kerry in the same season, and then we don't have much time to wait around and wait for the championship to start. It starts very quickly for us.
So there's no really change of emphasis or focus just because of the Super 8 this year?
No, absolutely not. We can't do that. I mean, you can't focus on, maybe if you get knocked out in the first round and you know you're on the journey around the country or whatever, then certainly you'll be striving to be there and hope that you would get there. But what you really think about in Ulster is to try and get to a next round of the Ulster Championship, try to get to the final if you can. And if you do, then I really do believe, it's the way I look at it all the time, that you play Ulster finals without a cup and then you play one with a cup if you're lucky enough to be there. And so this is a serious final without a cup.
Back to more pressing matters. You're facing a Division 1 team that beat Kerry, beat Dublin. Certainly that will sharpen the focus when you face, now that you're facing Monaghan.
Absolutely, and I forgot to mention they beat us too. So they're a very strong league. They've been in Division 1 for a number of years now. They've been sort of re-establishing themselves as a very, very potent force. Like, they've still got very seasoned campaigners, but they've a lot of good new and young players in there as well. So they've a lot more support, I suppose. For years there, they were saying there was Conor McManus was their forward link kind of thing, or if you could negate him, there wasn't much of another threat. But then Jack McCarron is showing us how he can score. Young Conor McCarthy, you know, are boys who can play good football, who know where the posts are, and certainly there's nobody could say that Conor McManus doesn't have support in the forward line now.
Tyrone, what's the state of the health of the squad?
Well, we're grateful that they come through six league games there, and unfortunately the only lad that got a bad injury was Brendan Burns, who's just been into the panel this year, and I feel really sorry for him because he's working so hard, and he stopped from going away travelling because he was in the panel, and he was fit as anybody, as dedicated as anybody, and just he did his cruciate, and it's so sad for a lad that puts his heart and soul into it like him. Otherwise we survived well. Colum had an injury, but he didn't get it in his club matches, and Lee Brennan got a bit of a hamstring tweak, but it doesn't sound too serious, and we'll be hopeful that he'll be able to overcome it before the time of the game.
You mentioned Colum. It's Colum Kavanagh. What's his state of fitness?
Well, fitness, I suppose, isn't going to be what he'd like it to be because he hasn't been able to do the training that he would normally be doing. But so much, not so much about the fitness, it's about how well is he over the injury. And I suppose the medical people are happy enough to a degree that he's progressing well, but we still need the days between now and the game to prove to him and to us that he's fit for the game. And at this point in time, I couldn't say for certain if he would start the game or not.
You have a lot of vital cogs in the team, right through the team, but certainly Colum, not only for his experience, he's one of the more experienced players in it now, but he really fitted into that sweeper role, that midfield role, and he really had won an All-Star playing it last year.
Well, that's it. I mean, he's a serious player for us, and as you say, he's kind of pivotal to the way we play, and he's got that experience and he's got that physical presence, and I mean, he's a fetcher of the ball as well in the middle of the field, so it would be very difficult to compensate for his loss, and I hope we don't have to, but if we do, at least we have plenty of advance warning of that possibility, and hopefully we can put something together that'll give us the next best option.
You're going in as Ulster champions, going for three in a row. You know, you're the team with the target on your back. You know, everybody's going to want to beat you. And Monaghan, as you said, are an improving team, probably more quality in it now than they have been in the past. Mm-hmm. Coming to home as well, not as daunting a task maybe as some other home grounds.
Well, that's true. I mean, I suppose we don't have the name of having a fortress home ground, like, say, for example, Ballybuffet is for Donegal, you know. But that, be that as it may, we can't do much about that right now. It is what it is, and we have to try and make it something that's very difficult for other teams to come to. And the way you do that is you get results, and this is a challenge for us now to try and establish Omagh as a place that isn't easy to come to and isn't easy to win championship matches in. And the only way you can do that is try to win championship matches there. So that's probably something else for us to think about. If we can add that to our armoury, then you know we will begin to change people's opinion about maybe liking to come to Omagh.
Tell me, had a reasonably good league, hadn't you?
We did, actually. Poor start, and I'm probably in a shaky enough position after four games, but obviously a really good finish, and that's important because the run-in wasn't easy. It was Donegal, Mayo and Kerry, and looking at that, we didn't think there was a great chance of getting the points we needed to stay up even, but we did. We won all those games, and that left us finishing with confidence, and I hope we carry that confidence into the championship.
And are you happy enough with preparation since that? Obviously there was quite a lot of club football had to be played as well.
Yeah, there was. We were happy enough to let the games go ahead, and the players were there and played them, and they have six league games played since we finished the National League. So I think the clubs are well sorted now. They'll have a starred game next week, so before we kick a ball in the championship at all, there'll be half of the league nearly played. And so I think that's good. All of our players are getting games. The clubs are not being held back. And we had our players for the training during the week, and they had them for their games the weekend. I think it was a fair deal.
As we said, you're the champions for the last 2 years. Are you a better team this year than you were last year?
Well, that's a challenge that, you know, you say there right now. How will we judge that? I think we'll have to prove if we get better results than we did last year. That'll be the only way that'll tell if we're better than last year. Obviously, we're a year older and I hope a year more mature, because most of the players are there have been there. So I'm hoping that the year's experience they have from last year should add value to what they can contribute to our team. But I can't definitively say to you we're a better team, because I need to see the results to prove that. And that will only unfold as our championship season unfolds.
So it's Monaghan on Sunday. Obviously a huge challenge, and one that if you get over, you know, you're in a great position.
Yeah, well, it's, if we get over it, it's good to be in the semi-final, that's for sure. I would have total respect for our man, Fermanagh. They were finished in top of the division they were in this year. You know, always when you play them, it doesn't matter what division the league any of the two of them's in, we've always found them very competitive. So if we were to get past Monaghan, people might think this isn't as big a challenge, but I would say it's a bigger challenge, because when you're playing Monaghan, you know, everybody knows this is a serious opponent, and they're kind of thinking at best if you, this is a 50-50. But if you did get into a semi-final and somebody you're playing for Man and Armagh, people would, the beat in the street would be, oh, well, Tyrone's Division 1 team, these other teams are not, that should be them in the final. And that's dangerous, but that's life, and you know that is difficult for players to deal with, but it's not an issue we have to deal with right now. We have to deal with Monaghan first, but if we do, that's what you would have people saying, you're a good shoe in for to get to the final, you know. But I wouldn't see it that way. I would see it that every game has its own challenges, and we can only deal with the immediate challenge for now.